free fuel for you and four of your friends with Shell's free fuel promotion. Head to shell.com.au/free fuel for all the details.
If you're a tradie and you can sing, then you should enter and you could win. We're taking you to Tokyo to sing at all the karaoke bars.
Ohayou gozaimashita.
We're taking lots of tradies to the home of karaoke, Tradiokyo.
Oh, kottemo jotto.
Fifi, Fair and Baron want to take you to Japan as Tradiokyo.
Oh, yes, Tradiokyo. Melbourne's tradies, they all want to get to Japan, the home of karaoke. It's been a fun segment for us for years, Fief, where the tradies call in and sing, and we have a very special guest judge, well qualified to judge their performances this morning. You know him from all these hits. And the brand new single, Lean On Me, which we're going to play after this, which is available for download and to stream right now. Fifi's in the house.
Illy, welcome back to the show.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
oh. Hey buddy.
Hey. The big dog's in town.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, we're going to Japan, and you're playing in Japan next year.
Yes.
For a snow party. I mean, snow machine festival.
Careful how you
snow
work.
Snow party.
So those eyebrows raised. Nah, yeah, it's the first time playing in Japan next year, man. I've been there before, but I've never played there, so I'm not sure what to expect.
We'll give you some feedback.
Please.
Have you ever, Illy, because we're obviously taking our tradies from tradioki to karaoke bars. Have you ever sung karaoke in Japan?
I've literally never done karaoke once in my entire life.
Really?
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, never. Not in Melbourne, not in anywhere.
Whoa,
yeah.
That is so surprising.
I know, I feel like I'm definitely in the minority on that one.
Well, it's never too late if you, you know.
You should come with us.
I'm good.
There's a reason for it, but yeah.
No, absolutely. No, fair enough.
Well, Illy, we obviously are auditioning tradies. They register at fox.com.au and then we get them on the air to have a listen. And we thought, I mean, they thought, you know, what a privilege to have you critique their performance and maybe judge whether or not they should come to Japan with us for Tradiokyo. Would you like to hear one of our contestants?
I'd love to.
So we've got Sam, a Tyler from North Melbourne. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Sam. Sam, Illy's in the house. Say hi.
Hey, Illy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, mate.
Awesome, man. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Sam is a rapper. Now, Illy is an ARIA award-winning rapper. No pressure, Sam. This is the song he wants to do for us. He's doing a bit of the old tag team partners, guys. So it's a bit of a hip-hop classic. Whoop, there it is.
Oh, yes.
Illy's already laughing. So what? He's a Tyler who wants to do a bit of tag team partners.
I love it.
Bro, go for it, man.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music coming straight at ya. That's me, DC, the Brain Supreme, and my man Steve Brolin. We're kicking the flow, we're kicking the flow. It goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it to record, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, I'm John Pajoy. There's a party over here, party over there. With your hands in the air, shake your dairy, yeah. These three words when you're getting busy. Womp, there it is. Hit me, womp.
There it is.
Wow. So, I mean, where do you begin with that
Sam.
Performance? Illy, I mean, what do you say, man?
Man, I mean, yeah, you gave it, you delivered it with confidence and flow. I think that was, to be honest, bro, that was much better than I expected. Yeah, well done, bro.
Thank you, Sam. Now, he is now in the running for the trip to Tokyo. It's all thanks to Sheen Panel Service. Thank you, Sam. Wow. How about that? We might have found one of our winners there, Fief.
I loved it. I thought Sam was excellent. Yeah, and to have Illy, you know, as you said, an ARIA award-winning rapper, give him that feedback. Nice job.
Let's play his new single right now. Lean On Me from Illy. It's his new one, available to download and stream now. And, of course, fox.com.au. Tradies, if you want to join us in Japan, I'm sure we'll see you before you go, but have fun at that Japanese festival
I
as
will,
well.
Bro. I will.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Isn't it interesting that the papers, newspapers, are still pushing on with letters to the editor, considering social media really has made that redundant in many ways?
That's you a can bit just of the jump. Paper, isn't it?
Do you know what? I don't even know where it is.
I don't get that far.
I don't reckon I've flipped through a paper in 5 years.
Really?
I'm online. I'm always online.
You do pay.
Around. Yeah. Pay my subscription.
Yeah, well played.
They always firewall it, don't they? You've got to subscribe. That's why I think everyone goes to the Daily Mail.
And they also may make me keep putting my password. Get rid of that.
Right.
If I've got to keep putting passwords in, I get it gets tedious.
I don't often get to the opinion pieces. I get to the confidential,
yeah,
which is usually about page 25, 26, 27.
Yeah.
And then I flip it over and then read the sport.
Sport. Just confidential and sport. Yeah. You're not even fussed about the front page.
No, I'll go through the flick through the first couple and then as soon as it's confidential, but there's all crap through there.
Yeah.
And then flip it over and sport.
Well, this one, a letter to the editor, has come to our attention because it's fascinating, and I'm wondering if it's a G-up. I wouldn't be surprised if this was somebody who has stitched up the guys or the editor, because it's written by Diana Davenport from Toorak. I just think that's a very convenient name, Diana Davenport.
It sounds like the name of someone from Toorak in that sort of cliched sense.
Right, yeah.
Yes, a cliched sense. And the headline is Reward the Wealthy. Now, this is what Diana has to say about Diana has written this. While visiting my local supermarket, I was disgusted to find the best parking spaces nearest the door and now reserved for so-called parent and child parking. If you are fit enough to produce offspring, you should jolly well be able to walk across a car park into the supermarket. The best spaces should be reserved for people with the most expensive cars. It is us who are likely to spend the most money in the supermarket and to have the most shopping to carry back to our cars.
True.
Feb agrees.
No, I don't agree with what she's saying, but what... Sort of do, but she should park in a park that she should be, but not in the front because
if you're wealthy enough to have a super expensive car and buy out the supermarket, buy yourself one of those golf buggies to get back to your car,
or just order it.
Exactly.
Get one of your minions to do it.
Yeah, very good point. Thank you, Diana Davenport.
I reckon
I reckon that's for real, though.
Do you think?
100%.
101.9 The Fox.
We're all doing dad fails. Stop Jesus. Stuffing up our children's lives with dad fails.
Yes, had a dad fail yesterday, Boxy. Oh, God.
What did you do?
Well, I got home and Alex has a big day at work on a Tuesday where she has a meeting with all the lights have gone out. The lights have just gone out in the studio, so they've dimmed down for this amazing
thing. I think we're on backup power generation. Push on.
And anyway, I had to go pick up Lenny because Lenny's got an allergy to grass. So I'm actually taking her to the allergy specialist today. It's been booked in for a long time, but it's a big wait.
Always had this, or is it developed?
Yeah, she's had it for a long time, but they cut the grass yesterday, so the pollen and that's in the air. So she looked like Hitch, Will Smith. So she's at home and she's up having a shower. So I've gone up to, I've just given Toby a bottle. Because it was time for a lunch. So I'll give her a bottle. And usually when they give a bottle, they do the number two in their nappy. So
yes.
I ran upstairs quickly to put the bath on. So when she did a poo, I can wipe it off and then take her up to the bath and she's all fresh.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've nailed that. Gave the bottle, had a little bit of a play. Ooh, is there a poo-poo in there? Because I always say, is there a poo-poo in there? And then she'll laugh if it is. And she laughed. So anyway, I've changed her nap, got her onto the couch, changed her take the nappy off, got the wipes, cleaned up her poo. And then I picked her up, so she's got no clothes on because I'm going to take her up to the bar. So I've taken her off the couch so she doesn't roll off, ticking all the boxes.
Good.
I put her down onto the carpet with a couple of her toys and said, I'm just going to put this in the bin. So I wrapped up the nappy, went to the table, put it into a plastic bag, tied it up, walked back down. And my God, there was an explosion all over the carpet.
Oh,
she did a double poo. Never seen anything like it.
Oh,
and it was everywhere. And I'm like, oh, God. So I've got one arm on her and I've got wipes. I'm trying to wipe it off the carpet off her thing. And then she's trying to touch it. And I'm like, So I just picked her up, dumped her in the bath, cleaned it, and then went and cleaned up. And she'd see the big poo patch.
Oh,
I'm trying to take a photo of it. I got the phone out straight away. That's why she nearly touched the poo. Because if you don't take a photo of it on Instagram and it never happened.
Surely that shouldn't have been your priority.
And then all my storage was full on my phone. Like, can't get any storage, so I had poo everywhere. No. But it was epic dad fail, Boxy.
You never walk away from a baby without a nappy.
Very good lesson.
Stuffing up our children's lives with dad fails.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
We've been talking about CCTV footage a lot lately, Fev, because your brother, Jace.
Yeah.
He caught a wannabe burglar trying to get into his house on CCTV.
Yeah, the morning, early morning raid.
That's right. Sydney PR guru Roxy Jacenko uploaded that photo yesterday.
Poo-poo.
The serial poo jogger in the affluent suburb of Paddington in Sydney. This woman just ducks behind a car and relieves herself while she's jogging, and they've now got all the CCTV footage of her.
Unusual.
You can't get away. I think what we need to learn is you can't get away with anything.
It's amazing footage.
Particularly doing things you shouldn't be doing. Now, a tradie has been busted doing something he shouldn't have been doing when he was called in to do some plumbing. So he's a plumber.
Yep.
He's actually a plumber.
Oh, no.
A plumber.
Uh-oh.
And he's been caught on CCTV footage with a man's wife. So there's a married woman who is in the house, and he's gone in, and the husband has been alerted to the CCTV footage of the plumber's car outside. Now, fortunately, the husband was, he didn't have to see the act happening because the cameras weren't angled that way. But could this be worse? He could hear it happening.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. That's so possibly is worse.
You could actually hear the noises. But you know what, Fev? It does, when I
like
hear stories like that.
Cleaning the sink.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, lots.
Tap on, tap off.
Yep, all that.
Now, he has come out. He's had to defend himself, this plumber, because the story's got out and it's now public. And he's come out and he said, "I'm not a randy handyman." So he's saying this is a one-off. It was a relationship. But he is having to defend himself because there is that stereotype. It's more that, you know, the fantasy, the idea of the handyman the tradie turning up. Yeah, the pool boy and then something happening with the lady of the house. I'm assuming that is something for Mills and Boone novels and for X-rated movies.
Right.
I'm not thinking this happens, but we...
90210 style, like a TV series.
Yes, like Days of Our Lives. Yeah. But we would love to hear if it has happened.
Oh boy.
I guess what we're asking of our tradies today, or ladies who have employed a tradie, we're asking, have you got a secret, a tradie secret?
Tradie secrets.
Oh, wow. This could be a problem.
What happened when you got someone in to do some work in your house? How much work did they do?
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, because I think this is a thing of fantasy novels,
all right,
like fiction.
You
I don't know that this happens.
If you're a husband and you think you're driving in the car and you go, geez, a plumber's been around like three times in the last week.
We can always use the voice disguiser.
And also, there are lots of single people. So this could be single ladies, I guess tradies share your secrets. But also, and we've got the voice disguiser, if that makes life easier, we can give you a pseudonym.
Okay.
But maybe there are some women or men listening who have hired a tradie and it turned out quite different to what they expected.
It's all fake
idea.
I don't
know if you've seen it, Boxy. Do you remember that one of the American Pies when they're on vacay and they're painting and decking out a house and the two girls are living there? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God, okay.
Haven't seen American Pie.
Wow, get onto that.
They sneak in, Stifler sneaks in and, God.
Good film from 15 years ago.
Very good.
131060, call us now if you have a tradie secret.
1019 The Fox. Tradie secrets.
That's right, tradies have secrets. There is the tradie that's been busted having relations with a man's wife when he turned up to do the plumbing. And this can happen, you know, we celebrate tradies on this show to the point where we're taking them to Japan, Tokyo, for Tradie-okio. But clearly they've got other talents. Some of them do. And we think this is something of fiction, but I imagine there are tradies that get hit on, they get ladies make suggestive comments, and maybe they've gone there, maybe they haven't, but we'd love to hear their secrets.
You know what's happened here, guys? The first call, I don't know if it's her real name, I'm not even going to say it in case it isn't. She needs the voice disguiser technology.
Oh, so then let's call her Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, have you got a tradie secret for us?
I have a few. I've been doing home renovations for more than 2 years, so I've had a builder ask to trade labour, my handyman who does the jobs, my electrician who's offered to trade. It's the pigs.
Trade? Offered to trade?
Offered to trade, so
offered
like contract.
To trade labour for labour and the pigs and misogynists.
Wow.
So hang on, do you take, obviously you don't take them up on this?
No, I'd pay for my own labour if I really wanted it, but I think because they think I'm single, I must need something and I don't need it from them.
Right, there we go. So this is something, this is actually something that's almost a popular term. Trade for labour.
I don't think it's popular, Byron.
Well, it gets thrown around.
And at this stage, like to say, let's be honest, we love tradies and they're all upstanding citizens. I mean, this
thank
this,
you.
That would be a one-off.
Gwendolyn.
Are you threatened by them? Okay. Now we've got Jade okay. in Keysborough. Hi, Jade.
I think we're going to go by this. This is actually Jodie, and I think that's her actual name, and I don't think she needs the voice disguise.
Oh, great. Okay. Yep, hi, great. Jodie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, Jodie. Jodie, have you had a secret with a tradie?
I had to get my fridge delivered from Harvey Norman.
Oh, gosh.
Interesting invention.
He was the delivery driver, and he was 19 years of age, and I'm 50, and he got my phone number off the invoice.
Oh, well played.
Oh, so he's followed up. So he's dropped the fridge off, and then he's given you a call, Jodie.
Yeah, the next day.
Gee, and how did you respond to that call?
I said, no, thank you. I'm not very interested, but then he was very persistent.
Oh.
So I ended up going out with him for a while.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is...
Gee, you got more than you bargained for with that fridge.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, Jodie, he was really into you.
Yeah.
How did it end?
Oh.
Oh, no, I just got sick and tired of him. He's too young.
Okay, yeah, too young. Yeah. Moved on to Domain Furniture. Anyway, it's just
the same age as my son, so...
Okay. thank you so much for your call. Oh, I guess that's what Fife asked for, and it's certainly what she got.
101.9 The Fox.
You just said a few minutes ago, Byron, that one of Australia's cities has been named Australia's friendliest city.
Yeah, and you'd imagine it was us. We're very friendly people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I would have thought so. We have been beaten by a number of cities, in fact. I'll go through them all. But coming in at number one, Perth. Perth has been labelled Australia's friendliest city. Now,
Well, mate, all country people are amazing. Oh. They're beautiful people, so I get that.
Well,
it's not really a city, is it?
I'm not. Well, there's a thing, Fev. I'm not fighting it. Not like with Sydney. I'll fight Sydney for
100%.
Anything. Any title they get, we can do it better.
Arrogant.
But Perth, I like Perth.
Perth beautiful
probably,
spot.
It very well may be a friendly city.
If you want to go backwards and just chill out and hang out and just watch the time go by really slowly, go to Perth. Because that's what it is. It's relaxing. It's a great place.
Funniest thing is, the only thing I think they haven't taken into consideration is that Perth has made headlines in the past few weeks for other reasons, because they've got an astonishing meth crisis at the moment.
Oh,
they've got a high crime rate.
Okay.
They were once dubbed by Lonely Planet. They were referred to as Dullsville.
No.
I just think you need to take all these things into consideration.
You're not going to fight that one.
You're also, ironically, Fife, you're not sounding very friendly yourself. I mean, you're meant to be representing Melbourne.
Okay.
You just mentioned their meth crisis.
I'm just saying. I just wonder if the people who've come up with this title took all of that into consideration. Because, sure, they're friendly, but I always think we should spruik ourselves as the number one at everything. We are number one for sports. We're number one for culture and cuisine. We're the best city in the world. We fight that out with Vienna.
Like, I haven't seen number two, Boxy, but I'm going to say Tasmania.
Well, it's a state.
No, Tassie's not even in the top 10.
Hobart, maybe?
Hobart's in at number 10.
Mm.
No, this is coming in at number two, and I'll pay this. Coffs Harbour.
Ah, well played.
Oh, really?
Coffs is lovely.
Lovely.
I've been there many times. Just a lovely spot. Lovely people. But, okay, just back to us for a second. I would like to say, look, let's get in there and fight Perth for it, because, as you said, they're a bit behind. They're 3 hours behind, in fact. They've got a bit of catching up to do. They're a lovely city, but I'd argue in the competitive nature of Melbourne at wanting to be the best, we can be friendlier.
I'm going to go with you, Boxy. I find Perth a lovely place, but when there's a TV show on, they troll on Twitter, because if we're watching The Bachelorette, because we spoil it, and they all go, we haven't watched it yet, we're 3 hours behind, they get angry. They're not
very friendly.
No,
actually,
they're not friendly at all.
It?
Put your phone down, person from Perth.
They go nuts, mate. Seriously go nuts.
They anyway. Do too. Jump off social media if you don't want to have anything spoiled. No, but thank you for bringing that up because they aren't perfect and they're not perfectly friendly. But let's try to take them on. I would love anyone listening who thinks that they're friendlier than a Perth native, please give us a call.
What?
131060.
Well, they just call and act really friendly to us.
We have friendly listeners, Byron, yes. And I want to hear from our friendly listeners to prove how Melbourne is friendlier than Perth.
Okay.
Remember the other day, we had, in fact, if you weren't listening at 20 past six on Tuesday morning, or sorry, Monday morning, we had one of the friendliest listeners who's ever called this show. His name was Wayne. He'd been trying to play our competition at 6:20, Are You Smarter Than, for a few years, had never got through. Listen to how friendly and polite Wayne was.
I'm a winner. I'm on the best station with the best crew in town, so it's all good.
Oh, Wayne, I don't know why it's taken 2 years. I apologise for that.
It's a very popular segment, Steve, so it's very hard to get on, but I'm very grateful.
He is ticking every box right now, Wayne.
Oh,
and you're right, it is a highly successful segment.
Now, who are you taking on, Wayne? Because
I'd like to take on Fev.
Okay, here we go. Fev versus Wayne for $500. Question
good
one.
Luck, good luck, mate.
Good luck.
And the friendly.
He's just so happy and friendly, isn't he? Sorry, Fev.
And the friendly host, I took it well and I was nice back.
You smashed him. you smashed Paul Wayne.
Poor Wayne. It was
30,
a clean
10,
sweep.
60. We'd love to, if you're one of those friendly people, you know how people always say to you, oh, you're so friendly, you're always positive and upbeat. Get on the radio, call us, 131060.
Wow, all right, 131060, just we're going to have a chat with friendly people. That'll be nice, 13.
Oh, look at Boxy, 10, she's 60. Friendly.
She's giving hugging
her,
little Trixie in her house at the moment.
Trixie doesn't want to go to school.
That's quite obvious.
Have a day off.
131060, give us a call, friendly people.
1019, The Fox.
Perth has been named Australia's friendliest city, which is just an interesting one because I know, look, I've got the Melbourne competitive spirit. I think we are super friendly. I think we have the friendliest listeners that call our show. We're often amazed at how polite and kind and generous people are in Melbourne, always jumping on charities and sharing and caring. I'm fighting Perth for this,
right.
To the point where we've welcomed any friendly people to call our show to prove how friendly we are. We've got Jess in Mill Park. Hi, Jess.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, there we go.
She sounds friendly.
What a sunny disposition, Jess. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I'm in the middle of doing my makeup, talking to you guys. It's a great day.
I hope you're using some runway room cosmetics.
Let's not promote your wife's business.
Do lots of people in your life, Jess, call you friendly, label you friendly?
Everybody. They say I'm too positive. They come to me with a negative thought and I turn it around for them.
Everyone wants you as their friend, Jess. I think that's a wonderful attribute.
It is nice. It is really nice.
It's just too positive.
Do your friends find that annoying, though, sometimes, when you're just too positive?
Yes, they get really frustrated. They go, they think I'm sticking up for the other person, but I'm not. I'm just trying to see a lining under the silver cloud.
Okay. I love that, Jess. Jess, you'd be... See, I love this. I believe when you're walking down the sidewalk and someone's walking towards you, you say hi.
Do you?
You walk into shops and you say hi to the shop assistant.
You don't even leave the house.
When I do, I say hi to people on the footpath.
Fair enough. Wow.
Occasionally just a nod and a smile.
Sure.
Doesn't cost you anything to smile, Byron.
It doesn't cost anything to always be up and about, Boxy.
It certainly
That's
doesn't.
It's free.
It's beautiful.
I think, Fev, you and I are very half glass full and positive.
Yeah. I'm too positive too sometimes. I'm always upbeat. I often rock in here early morning and I have a chat to our wonderful producers and Leon will just put his headphones on because he's like, oh, it's too early for
this. He's too early for all this positivity.
Doesn't like it one bit. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, it's the morning. It's 5 o'clock. The birds are...
Grump. Okay, another caller
here,
guys.
You said that. We've got Judy in Richmond. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
Oh, very well, Judy. And don't you come across like a ray of sunshine.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's a bit early, but I am friendly. Probably everyone says I'm too friendly, and I bring people home, and they live in my house, and my neighbour once said, how come someone's
in
your house?
Hang on, sorry, what?
what
do you mean, she just brings people
you
home?
Pick up people and take them home?
Well, my son's a backpacker, has been. He has a school in Cambodia for 300 children.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You're the nicest person ever. So you just bring people and just let them stay at your house for free?
Yeah, well, Jamie met these people in a bar in Cambodia and they were coming from the UK and he rang me and I said, what's up, mate? And he said, oh, these guys are coming to Oz and they're living in a van. They're backpacking. I said, yeah, well, where are we going with that? Mum, they've got nowhere to live. It's raining and their van's very small. I said, yeah, so they live with me for 14 months.
Oh,
and, wow.
That's very kind.
And then I met another couple on the beach.
Line's cutting out, but she's just putting people up for years at a house. Fee, if you've got a huge house, I mean, Fee should think about doing that. That's a beautiful gesture, I think.
Oh, it's just my early hours. It probably wouldn't work.
101.9 The Fox.
Yo.
Well, it all started as a bit of a laugh a couple of years ago when we started getting Melbourne's tradies to call and just sing. We called the segment Tradioki. One thing's led to another, a whole bunch of fun along the way. Now we're taking tradies to the home of karaoke. We're all going to Tokyo in a couple of weeks. Tradies, they're groupies. Everyone's getting on involved. Fox.com.au to register. It's thanks to Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969.
That's right, Tradioki-o. Now, we're still finding our tradies to take with us, groupies. If you want to come along just as a groupie, you can head to fox.com.au to register as well. Now, Fev, we've been talking about this because Leon Shergren, our executive producer, DJ Shergs from The Lame Duck,
I think that's on the top of his mind.
I've been listening to you ask him, what have you planned for us? Have you booked restaurants and all sorts of things? And he's done nothing.
No, he's been hopeless.
Nothing. So I thought I'd take matters into my own hands, Boxy, because we love food. We're foodies.
Yeah, we're foodies.
And we're there for a week. So therefore, we need to book places because it's a World Cup's on at the time.
Rugby's on.
Rugby World Cup. There's going to be people everywhere. So I thought, I like to plan ahead. I like to be organised. I like things in my calendar. So I thought I'd make a couple of calls.
Good on you.
Yesterday, I stayed behind and I called a certain breakfast place because we'll be on air very early. So by the time we finish, it's around 8 o'clock. So we need to eat because it's our breakfast time. And where else than not to eat? But the world all-day breakfast bar.
That sounds like a great place.
So that means you can get anything that you want from all around the world.
All right.
So I gave them a call, and you'd think if it was an all-world breakfast place, someone would be able to speak English. So, well, there's a few hurdles we had to jump.
Okay.
Here it is, Boxy. All right. Hi, good morning. I'm just calling from Australia. How are you going? It's Leon Shergren here. I'm a producer of a number one breakfast show in Australia, and our...
I can't speak English.
Oh, you can't speak any English?
Yes.
Okay. Is there someone there that can speak English?
No.
No? We have some big stars coming from Japan to Japan, and Fifi Box, TV star.
Sorry, English, understand, no.
No? Okay. Okay, well, you have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Dear.
So what I tried to do, Boxy, is act like I was Leon, and I was going to really peacock us as big stars that were coming across. So I thought I'd throw Fifi Box in there.
Yeah.
You're a TV star. You've been the cash cow. You've been on Neighbours. So... That was a fail. And then I found another place online, and it's called, I thought this place would be great because it's called Egg-cellent.
Oh.
So I gave them a call after my epic fail. Okay. I gave Egg-cellent a call. Hello. This is Leon Shergren. How are you going?
Hi.
Do you speak English?
No, really don't.
Okay, I'm a producer of a radio show in Australia, and my talent is coming over to Tokyo on November the 1st to the 9th, and we're just wondering if I can book a table for 10 for each morning, please.
Sorry.
I just want to book a table on November the 1st for breakfast.
Breakfast? Yes. Now open.
Yes, 10 people for breakfast.
Breakfast?
Yes.
Inside.
Yep, that'd be excellent.
Yes.
Yep. Also, can we get 2 high chairs? We've got babies.
Babies, yes.
Yeah, you got high chair?
No high chair.
Oh, so where do the babies sit?
Babies, no.
No babies?
Yes. No baby chair.
Oh, okay. So can we book for 10 people, please?
Table, yes.
Yes.
What time?
Around 8 o'clock. 8 a.m.
10?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Hi. Hi.
Konnichiwa.
that was almost a success.
That poor guy had 10 seats, a big table, all day yesterday waiting for us.
Oh, yeah, you didn't mention what day, mate.
So I think after that phone call, I think that was a success. I'm not sure, but
I think you did great.
I think we might have to wait till we get there. Because it was very hard.
Fox.com. We might need to get ourselves a phrase book as well. We're going to need some help.
Fox.com.au if you want to join us. Tradies, groupies of tradies, it is Tokyokyo. All thanks to, well, in fact, it's Tradiokyo. All thanks to Shane Panel Service. Feb's got me confused now.
Well, I did do a bit of Liam Hemsworth in there. I tried to act like I was him, but that got cut out. That didn't work either.
It's the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. Now, Boxy, I watched a movie on Sunday with Schnooksy, my beautiful partner, and we'd had a big weekend. So we sat down, had a cracked open a bottle of wine.
You were camping all weekend.
Yeah, we were camping all weekend. So we got back to the beautiful comfort of our own living room, sat down on the couch and went through some, got to Foxtel and had a look at some movies. This movie came out in November 2018, so it's nearly a year old. Hadn't watched it yet. Mm. The kids had watched it. They went to the movies and watched it with Mia and Daniel. And I thought, let's just watch it. It's a comedy. Let's have, this will be fun. We'll have a bit of a laugh. Wow. It's called Instant Family, starring Rose Byrne and Mark Wahlberg. They're renovators. They flip houses. Then they talk about having kids. And they didn't want to have a kid. She didn't want to go through the pregnancy. And they thought, well, let's adopt or foster a kid. So they go into, I reckon this movie, would the foster ratio of kids being picked up and adopted after this movie would have gone through the roof.
Really?
Because we watched it, we cried, we laughed. It was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. The whole movie was brilliant. Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, unbelievable. So they go into the...
What's it called?
It's called Instant Family, obviously. Okay, they get an instant family. So they want to get one kid, and they go to this, like, it's like a fete, and they go into a fair, and there's all these kids, and they go around and speak to them.
Is that how it would
work
in real life?
Well, I don't know. I think that's, they say it's the easiest way, so you can go up and you can speak to the kids.
It's a
and
comedy
you can
see, film.
Sounds see, very get, dubious.
So you get along with, and then there's, up on the steps, there's like 15-year-olds that no one cares about because no one wants a teenager. But that's how it's portrayed because when you foster someone, you want a baby, don't they?
A lot of people want babies.
Yeah, they want
babies. Absolutely.
So anyway, this girl comes down. Her name's Lizzie on the show, and she's a bit of a smart aleck to them, and they fall in love with her. But she brings baggage. She's got two siblings that they go together. So they get this instant family, and there's three kids, and they look after them, and they're just beautiful parents. And Alex and I sat there. I want to adopt a kid. Like, oh, my God.
You've got four already.
I know, but these kids go through absolute traumatic circumstances to find them by themselves, and they've got no parents, they've got no,
you'd
Christmas
be a great
time.
Foster
oh my God.
Parent.
And I said, we could change someone's life. Like, we could get a kid that's in foster, or you know, they go from house to house, and just adopt a kid and set them up and give them a beautiful life. And I'm like, Alex, no, but this is I was so
that's
beautiful. Boxing.
I mean, look what you've done for a dual premiership medalist. I mean, you know, Daniel Rioli's.
He won one when he wasn't with us. But it's just an amazing film, and to realise, because you don't sit at home and think, oh, you know, you don't think about other kids that don't get certain things that are as privileged as what our kids or other kids that live in a stable family home.
You and Al would be great foster parents.
Mate, when our kids get older and they're all gone and we're bored, look, Alex and I are looking at each other going, geez, what are we going to do now? I'm going to adopt a kid.
There we go.
This would be amazing.
I mean, what I've taken from this is you've watched a movie, and not just any movie, a comedy with Mark Wahlberg, and you could genuinely, could change your life. You could now become a foster parent. Influencing you to the point where you've made a lifestyle change, or you're about to.
100%, because I can't have one natural anymore because I had to snip.
You did go to Dr. Snip.
You could have it reversed.
It's a good promotion for us.
You know what, Fev, I'm sure.
Have you ever watched a movie, Boxy, and thought?
I've taken hairstyles for movies. That's
really?
Changed my life.
Well, whose hairstyle?
Do you know one I've never ever? Well, I wanted the Rachel, but from Friends.
Yeah, Friends
that
yep.
was everybody was getting the Rachel. That hairstyle in the 90s became so iconic that people were walking into hair salons saying, "Can I have the Rachel?
Give me the Rachel."
That's incredible the way that's a hairstyle on a television show influencing people's lives.
And Byron watched the Smurfs and wanted the Gargamel look.
I don't look nothing like Gargamel.
Can we please just shave the top and grow out the sides?
I'm not
just
going
so you
to,
look a little
I look
like
nothing like Gargamel from the Smurfs.
That would be great.
I know Leon, our producer, Boxy, had a friend who watched a film and then.
Yeah, my mate Ben, he started watching Magnum PI on TV. It was being rerun on, I think, Foxtel. And he's like, I'm going to grow the mustache, the Tom Sawyer.
Oh, that's great. Actually, that's great.
bringing back the Tom Selleck moustache. Look, lives get changed and influenced by movies and TV shows, and Fev, you're probably not alone. I mean, 13, 10, 60. Have you been influenced by a movie or TV show?
I watched Upsize.
And it's changed your life.
Upsize.
What was that about?
McDonald's.
Supersize me.
Supersize me, yeah.
13, 10, 60.
Blow out.
Give us a call right now. I like where this is going. If you're seeing something on TV or a movie and you've just gone, that's, I want to do that.
It's a great, okay. Yeah. It was a great film.
13, 10, 60.
It was just a
number.
Great film review, too.
It was a very earnest film review of a film that's a year old.
It's just a great film.
13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox.
Well, Fev, you've got everyone wanting to watch this movie from a year ago. I'm sure the box office wish you'd done this review a year ago.
Yes, get some Kleenex, Boxy.
Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg, where he and Rose Byrne adopt some foster kids.
Yeah, so it's a great film. It's unbelievable.
And now you want to adopt some foster kids.
Mate, you will too.
Yeah, I bet. I'd love to. I'd love to have a massive, happy home with lots of kids
that,
running
you
around.
Kids everywhere, and then they can have kids and they can live a beautiful life. Oh,
it's great.
Great film.
But it would be life-changing. I mean, that's watching a film that then actually changes your life. Yep. Films and television shows can be influential. And Nikita from Geelong knows about this. Hi, Nikita.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Nikita. Have you been influenced heavily by a film or television show?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, I was in a relationship which was on again, off again, and it was a pretty horrible relationship. And when I was just out of school, I watched the whole season of Sex in the City. Mm-hmm. And when she got with Aiden, I thought, oh, my God, I want an Aiden in my life. And so I actually met a guy through work who was not the sort of guy that I would normally go for, but he was an Aiden, and we started dating, and I'm now married 11 years and very happily married with two kids.
Oh,
wow.
That's a beautiful story.
If only Carrie Bradshaw had taken a leaf out of your book, because she got rid of Aiden.
Thank you. So that is literally seeing a television show or a film and just reenacting it and making it your life.
Now there's two beautiful kids in the world, all from that film.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that. Paige in Berwick. Hey, Paige.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, good, Paige. Paige, how have you been influenced?
Yeah, so I was actually just recently watching Spider-Man Homecoming. And I was so moved. There's this one particular scene between Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland's character, and it literally moved me so much that I completely changed my career and decided to go from energy sustainability to acting.
Wow.
Paige, I've never heard anyone be so moved by a Spider-Man movie.
I know. That honestly, I'm not a fan of Spider-Man, so it came to a complete surprise to me as well.
Extraordinary.
Have you done any acting yet, Paige?
So I am studying it at the moment. So I'm on my second term at an acting school in Footscray, and I'm going full auditions next year. So fingers crossed.
That's awesome. So just try something that you don't normally try, and then bang, look at her. She's changed her whole career.
Thief, I think we all thought she was considering being a superhero at one point.
Yeah, I know.
They all wear capes, Byron.
Okay, good stuff. We'll go to another one here.
Georgia in Bentley. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Georgia. What did you watch that influenced you?
Well, I studied fashion for about 5 years and then decided I didn't want to do it. Watched Suits, started studying law, and now I'm a paralegal.
Oh, wow.
Are you the mic? Have you actually got a degree?
I'm doing a law degree now. Okay. So I'm.
Is it everything you thought it would be, Georgia?
God, no.
Yeah, right. Is it worse?
They make it look a little bit prettier.
But. And they turn out to be princesses and stuff. It's not nearly as accurate as the real world.
You never know, Georgia. Thank you very much. Remember once Thief almost met Prince Frederick? You were nearly royalty yourself.
I did. The slip-in in Sydney 2000 Olympics. I was nearly at that nightclub when Mary met Fred.
It was a close
Frederick.
Call. Close call.
Very close.
Thief easily could have been Princess Fiona of Denmark.
I'm not thinking about Princess Fiona. I'm thinking about the night before. But that's okay.
Okay. Anyway.
What night before?
What are you talking about?
Free for all.
Well, okay, he's changing the subject. There we go. We are out of here.
Free fuel for you and four of your friends with Shell's free fuel promotion. Head to shell.com.au/freefuel for all the details.